So I am going to be talking about today electronic monitoring services and Medicaid home and community-based services waivers, 1915C, for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Just to mention, I have no disclosure. So the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates 1.2 million direct support professionals, or DSPs, will be needed to support people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, or IDD, by 2020. Yet, as of 2007, there were only 625,000 DSPs supporting people with IDD. So while the number of available caregivers for people with IDD is reducing, the number of people needing care and support is steadily increasing, effectively creating a vacuum of care. In response to this increasing problem, and as a result of the advances in technology, telecare and remote monitoring and the long-term supports of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, or those who are aging, are becoming more prominent. These new technologies aim to save costs, reduce staff burden, assist with activities of daily living, while allowing independence and monitoring for safety and harm. As such, the technology aims to be both preventative as well as responsive. Devices such as DECT phones, movement sensors, acoustic surveillance, electronic bracelets, and GPS tags have been used to measure physical patient conditions and serve as outpatient telehealth clinics. A more specific type of this telecare technology is video surveillance. The motion sensors are used to alert remote caregivers when there's activity in the residence that might need direct attention. This type of video surveillance is seen as an alternative to more restrictive placements that would include physical restraints and or locked doors because it would help prevent falls and other harmful incidents. In addition to these benefits for residents, it can also help streamline caregiver roles and responsibilities and allow for more productivity because they can check up on people less. Despite these noted benefits, as evidenced by the shortage of literature, telecare and other forms of technological surveillance are relatively new for people with IDD. Brewer et al. Completed interviews with clients, staff, and managers about the use of telecare systems in their residential settings. They found the majority felt telecare allowed the residents to be more independent, especially because it was believed to be effective for safety and security. Neumeier's ethnographic study of residential and nursing home settings for people with IDD and dementia using these types of technologies found surveillance bracelets allowed residents to move around more because they were given more freedom. However, at the same time, some residents did not like the surveillance bracelets because they thought it was evidence of their stigmatized position as a patient. U.S. Medicaid funds the majority of long-term supports for people with IDD, more specifically, Medicaid home and community-based services, Section 1915C waivers, are a critical funding stream for people with IDD's long-term community supports needs. HCBS waivers allow states to waive the traditional Medicaid requirements to provide services tailored to certain populations. Each year, HCBS waivers continue to grow because of the significant benefits of community living and the deinstitutionalization movement. In order to determine the implementation of electronic monitoring services for people with IDD, we examined which HCBS waivers were providing electronic monitoring services. In doing so, we also examined how many users these waivers were projecting services for, as well as how much they were projecting to spend on these services. Medicaid HCBS waivers were obtained from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services website, HCBS 1915C waiver data relating to either intellectual disability, developmental disability, mental retardation, or autism were then separated out. No age limitations were used. Next, we excluded all waivers that were not approximate to fiscal year 2013. Most of the time, this was the fiscal year, but some states also use the federal fiscal year or the calendar year, but the term fiscal year is used for consistency. In total, we found 99 IDD-related HCBS waivers across the nation in fiscal year 2013. We then sorted the services into categories according to Rizzolo et al.'s waiver taxonomy. This allowed us to pull out electronic monitoring services, of which we only found 9 services and 7 waivers. We then examined this data to determine the projected number of users, projected spending, and other expenditures. We also examine the electronic monitoring service definitions to determine themes across services. The HCBS services that fell under the umbrella of electronic monitoring included the following titles: electronic monitoring, remote assistance, remote monitoring equipment, and electronic monitoring surveillance and on-site response. Generally, these services included on-site and monitoring through off-site electronic surveillance, such as a live video feed, a live audio feed, motion sensing system, radio frequency identification, web-based monitoring system, or other device. This equipment often needed to be include a visual indicator so that the person with IDD observed knew that the system was operating. The services also often noted two-way communication was required. The purpose of electronic monitoring services was generally to replace or reduce services or increase a member's independence and ensure health and welfare. For example, Oklahoma's community waiver detailed the purpose more in depth, explaining this service, quote, may be appropriate for members who don't sleep regularly throughout the night or whose behavior while awake don't pose a danger to himself or herself or others in the home. For example, sitting in the living room watching TV or pacing a hall, and they are not an elopement risk. As there are many potential ethical issues, consent was also an important aspect of these services. Often services noted that both IDD, people with IDD and their guardians, if applicable, needed to be informed of benefits and risks and then sign an informed consent form. West Virginia's waiver even went so far as to require approval by a human rights committee. As I mentioned, I found 7 out of the 99 HCBS fiscal year 2013 waivers, or 7.1%, provided electronic monitoring services through 9 different services. In fiscal year 2013, these 9 services projected a total of 842 users and spending of $31.8 million. Although this may seem like a significant amount of money, it's actually a very small fraction, or 0.1%, of the total fiscal year 2013 waiver spending analyzed, which was $28 billion. The average projected annual cost per person for these services was approximately $23,500. However, these rates vary widely by service, as can be seen in this figure. So, for example, the average annual projected cost per person in Oklahoma's community and homebound waivers, or $179 and $399, was $75, while Louisiana's new opportunity waiver, or $401, it was $199 and $311. This large discrepancy in average projected cost per person is due in part to the number of hours provided to participants in a year. While the two Oklahoma waivers provided 8 hours per year per participant on average, the Louisiana waiver provided 8,760 hours, which is 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. On average, these electronic monitoring services provided approximately 3,200 hours per participant per year. These differences are vast, yet waivers did not detail why they capped the average annual hours as they did. It should be noted that Ohio 231 and Ohio 380's remote monitoring equipment is not included in the figure because it's provided monthly. The overall projected hourly rates for electronic monitoring services was $876, as detailed in this figure. As you can see, however, many electronic monitoring services are just above the federal minimum wage. In fact, West Virginia's waiver rate works out to be less than the minimum wage. Only a small number of HCBS waivers are offering electronic monitoring services for people with IDD. In total, only 7 out of the 99 waivers provided these services. Not only was this a small proportion of waivers, when compared to other services, it's also a very small amount of funding. Our findings highlight that electronic monitoring services are largely not being utilized for the more than 600,000 people with IDD on Medicaid HCBS waivers. In fact, only 0.1% of HCBS waiver participants are receiving these electronic monitoring services. In addition to the low implementation of electronic monitoring services, there was a wide variability among the waivers that provided these services in terms of projected total spending, projected spending per participant, and hourly rates. For example, the hourly rate for electronic monitoring ranged from $4.54 for West Virginia to $13.62 for Louisiana, with an average hourly rate of $8.76. Although there's little data to compare if the average hourly rates we found are sufficient, for comparison, previous literature has found direct support professionals' mean hourly wage was $11.26, suggesting possible cost savings by comparison. Although all HCBS waivers specified general safeguards, Our examination of electronic monitoring services showed particular attention to navigating ethical dilemmas. From our examination of other types of waiver services, for example, dental services, mental behavioral health services, etc., this appears fairly unique to electronic monitoring services. In addition to the requirement of informed consent, it was not uncommon for those waivers providing these services to specify other ethical requirements. For example, a number of states required regular assessments to determine if the usage of monitoring still ensured the health and welfare of persons with IDD, while others detailed specific policies and procedures for staff that must be followed for service reimbursement. As waivers look to expand these electronic monitoring services, it's important for them to take into account the potential ethical implications as the existing services do. While some researchers working in the area of telecare and monitoring suggest technology denies personhood altogether, others remind us of the importance of the balance between the right to autonomy, privacy, and safety. Speaking to the need for clear guidelines, Neumeier et al. Warns this technology is currently being put to use in places without ethical guidelines or protocol. In addition to an informed consent procedure, staff need to be trained properly on the use of this technology. This technology can be valuable and beneficial for both people with IDD and those providing their care. Although a number of studies have examined the ethics of this type of surveillance, less have paid attention to how people being watched feel about it and how it affects their quality of life. For example, Brewer et al. Found one telecare client stated, quote, "They follow me. I don't like people watching me." Another client offered a possible solution to the negative distant experience when he stated that he would like to see their faces when they talk. For this reason, it's important research in the area works to understand both ways to increase people with IDDs feeling towards this type of technology, as well as ways to improve their relationships to it. Future use of this technology should also be person-centered and designed around their needs. Electronic monitoring services are effective methods to expand community care while at the same time being cost-effective. As the literature suggests, electronic monitoring services can help redirect care to increase caregiver productivity, which can help defray direct support professional shortages. Moreover, devices such as electronic monitoring that help people with IDD stay in the community are beneficial because of the positive outcomes of community living and cost-effective because they help prevent the large costs associated with institutional placements. As HCBS waivers look to reduce costs and continue to support people with IDD, we believe states will consider using these technologies. And moving forward, it's important to remember that electronic monitoring technology needs to not only be cost-effective, but also improve care. This technology cannot serve as a substitute for personal care and interaction. For those of you who have any questions, you can ask them now, or my contact information is on the screen. In the back, yeah. Yep, so I actually, we'll go back to that table, specifically looked at kind of the remote monitoring. So, you know, one example might be having a camera to watch the room and have someone, you know, at a different location just watching while they sleep just to make sure people aren't moving around or, you know, get up and fall or something like that. So these are mostly just ones that do that kind of remote monitoring of people. But there are also services, not that I found in the waiver, but in general, you know, that have different types of devices. So previous literature has noted, you know, some people wear bracelets, and so that it's kind of with GPS tracking. Technology is also being used for people with IDD in new ways, so to help aid them with transportation, they might have like a customized little GPS device that makes things a little more accessible. So it's not being used a lot for people with IDD, but it's kind of this new wave of technology to help make things more accessible and to improve their care.